From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of April 6, 2020.
Oh, we got a race and must be run. Oh, we got a race and must be run.
That's part of The Race by the Harrisonburg, Virginia-based band The Steel Wheels from their 2013 album No More Rain. It's music used here before in episodes about difficult, endurance-requiring human challenges. In the first week of April 2020, humans around the world are deep into an historic marathon race to outlast and overcome the coronavirus pandemic and COVID-19. This episode, following up a first coronavirus episode 2 weeks ago, presents brief notes about five more water-related aspects of the pandemic. 1. Currently, COVID-19 virus transmission is believed to be primarily through respiratory droplets made up of water, mucus, and other substances. But an important unanswered question is, to what degree can it be transmitted as smaller, drier particles called aerosols, also called droplet nuclei? Aerosols can stay in the air longer and be transmitted farther than droplets. This occurs, for example, with the measles virus. As scientists learn more about the transmission mechanisms for the COVID-19 virus, this can affect recommendations about social distancing and mask wearing. 2. Soap and water are effective in preventing transmission of the COVID-19 virus because soap, given adequate time and lathering, can degrade the virus particle's outer envelope. Soap can also surround virus particles, helping to dislodge them from surfaces and allow water to rinse them away. 3. Adequate clean water is obviously necessary for proper hand washing. The pandemic has underlined the problem of access to adequate water in various places in the United States and around the world, where an estimated 3 billion people lack basic hand washing facilities at home, according to a 2019 report by UNICEF and the World Health Organization. 4. Water supply and wastewater facility staff are among the many groups of workers considered essential personnel during the pandemic. And 5. The U.S. Navy has been part of the pandemic story in at least two ways. First, through the missions of its hospital ships Comfort out of Norfolk and Mercy out of San Diego, deployed to New York and Los Angeles, respectively. And second, through the widely reported stop of the aircraft carrier Theodore Roosevelt in Guam in late March to take hundreds of crew members ashore for virus quarantine and testing. The world is continuing to investigate and learn more about this coronavirus, so Virginia Water Radio will continue to watch for water-related aspects of the pandemic and possibly have more virus-related episodes. Thanks to the Steel Wheels for permission to use this week's music. And we close with about 40 more seconds of The Race.
Oh, I've got a hope that never fails me. And I've got a song that I'm gonna sing. Timbers turn and the winds are wailing. Oh, we got a race and must be run. Oh, we got a race and must be run.
Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, or information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call the Water Center at 540-231-5624. Thanks to Ben Cosgrove for his version of Shenandoah to open and close this episode. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.